claims surfaced this week that hackers may have altered vote totals in the presidential election, namely in Wisconsin and two other states. The group is urging Hillary Clinton to demand a recount. Friday is her deadline. As Annalise Hensel reports, Wisconsin elections officials remain confident in the vote tally here.
The group pushing for a recount is interested in the vote tallies in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. All three had thin margins. Alex Halderman directs the Center for Computer Security and Society at the University of Michigan. He says there's no evidence of a cyber attack, yet a recount would eliminate any possibility. We asked Wisconsin's top election official, Mike Haas, what he thinks about the claim.
We have not received any evidence of any type of vote tampering or anything suspicious that was going on before or on election day.
Haas says there are safeguards in place throughout the election process, preventing anyone from altering results. He says those protections include a paper trail of all votes, including those cast on touchscreen machines. Haas says if Hillary Clinton has doubts about the tally here, her campaign would have to cover the cost of a recount. And that would be a pricey proposition based on a state Supreme Court recount 5 years ago.
That cost the local units of government about $520,000. Not including some counties that did not respond, and that also did not include any costs at the state level from the Government Accountability Board. That was also an election with 1.5 million votes. This election had close to 3 million votes, so we would expect that cost to be significantly higher.
The deadline for requesting a recount in Wisconsin is 5 this evening. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.